Executive Director of the Tourism Products Development Company, TPDCO, Dennis Hickey, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss development plans for the tourism sector. Here's an excerpt of that interview.
What's the overarching work of TPDCO, and how does that work contribute to an integrated approach to tourism?
Yeah. Well, our job at TPDCO, Ian, is to ensure that, one, the product is kept at a high level, the standard of the product, which will involve working with the various players in the industry, from hotels, attractions, water sports activities, to ensure they maintain a high standard. So this involves training. We carry out training for all players in the industry. It is a requirement for these people to go through what is called a Team Jamaica training. It's an integrated training that prepares all our people to interact with guests from wherever they are from, and then to carry out the licensing process for these attractions and tourism entities to be licensed by the JTB. We also, in that regard, are responsible for maintaining the good behavior. So the anti-harassment measures is something that we falls within our responsibility.
And beautification.
Beautification is part of it, because the resort towns, not just a resort town, the corridors leading to these resort towns and their own attractions need to be well kept and maintained, and we do this on an ongoing basis. Additionally, we are responsible as a project management arm to execute major projects, which might involve infrastructure development, depending on what the product is. So take an example is, as we speak, we're looking at some main corridors, corridors into Negril, corridors into Kingston. You land at the airport, you come to Harbour Roundabout. What is it that you see when you're coming in?
We work
with the different agencies, NWA, NEPA, all the agents, UDC, involve Port Authority, where it's a Port Authority responsibility to join with us. And we're looking to make sure that these corridors represent what our beautiful country really is. And so executing and ensuring that craft market vendors are not just licensed, but they are operating in a way that helps to keep the standard high. And by and large, we're a facilitating agency. A new investor wants to come in, we take them through all the procedures necessary to become licensed. And so we guide them. And if we need to hold their hand and ensure that NEPA does what they need to do to give them clearance once they meet the requirements, to ensure that the health department, the fire department, so we coordinate and bring all these people in to ensure that the next investor who's going to create the employment in the country are facilitated. One of the mandate is to do all of this and to ensure in the process sustainable social and economic development, the various communities that we're impacting. And so even our infrastructure projects must reflect this. Within all this, we believe that the tourism product must continue to expand, but expand not just for people who board plane and come on a cruise ship, but for all of us who live in Jamaica to enjoy. So that part of the transformation, led by the mandate coming through the minister, right down through the board and conveyed right through to the staff, we all know that that is our role.
So you're pushing for the product to be developed so that more Jamaicans can will want it. To enjoy the product.
You would be amazed at the various attractions and places of interest and places where we can go have fun in this country that we need to pull out and get it marketed and get it developed. We're aware that there need to be a great degree of private sector involvement in these. The government is not going to run entities like this, but we can help to facilitate the development. Let's take an example of a Lover's Leap. We just discovered a trail which has been looked at by JNHT, the Jamaica National Heritage Trust. They believe it could be up to 200 years old. Used to carry slaves down to the sea and 6 feet wide donkey cart carrying sugar and carrying back stuff that came in on these ships. We want to work to rehabilitate something like that, integrate it in the Lover's Leap attraction. Then say to private sector, whether locally or internationally, come in, take this through the tender process, bring some additional capital and value, put in your, if it's a zip line somewhere, if it's a cable car somewhere, and then build it out as the next big attraction. So those are some of the things that we're constantly looking out for. But we want the community to be involved in a great way. We want the employment, not just employment, we want ownership. So we're looking at all possibilities.
Executive Director of the Tourism Product Development Company, TPDCO, Dennis Hickey, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.